Thank you for contacting Arts for Housing Assistance to help best determine.
I was trying to get some assistance. I need your best estate.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So okay. You are homeless or you need rental assistance?
I'm homeless. No, my grandma's like, I got a few days to stay with her. But I got to be okay. Out of here in a few days. So that's what I'm.
You need to come off that speakerphone for one, because I can't hardly understand you.
Okay. Hello?
Uh-huh. Let's see. All mm-hmm. right.
Is that better?
Not much, but spell your first name for me.
It's JazzminWoods. Jasmine Woods.
All right. WOODS. All right. And you are the type of service that you're requesting, is it prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
I guess prevention, rehousing. I called the housing authority to call you.
Okay.
To tell my situation. Okay.
All right. And what's your phone number?
It's 229-405-5470.
Okay, and your social security number?
It's 417-311-1742.
All righty. Now, ma'am, are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
And what's your date of birth?
9/5/88.
And what is your gender?
Female.
All right. And ma'am, what is your primary race?
Black.
Okay. And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what's the zip code where you're at?
36701.
All right. And what city is that in?
Selma, Alabama.
Selma? Okay. It's Dallas County, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and approximately when did you become homeless?
Yesterday.
Okay. So that would have been April 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you're staying at your grandma's house for a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She told me about your housing authority. I went to the housing authority and they gave me this number to call because that's how I can get emergency situations. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you're, well, at imminent risk of losing housing now, right? Since you
yes,
told you.
Yes, so she in a senior apartment.
I got you. And have you been laid mm-hmm. off from work or lost employment?
I just moved out here. I have a job pending.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting on my background check to clear because I came from Georgia.
Okay.
I'm waiting on my background check. I came from Georgia, paid a deposit to live in a place, you know, thinking I'm going to have somewhere to lay my head and job, but and things went left with it, the place. So I had to leave out that house yesterday because there's no work, nothing in the house working.
Okay.
And it was almost caught a fire on us, so we had to leave the house. And then I called the man, you know, can you get me somewhere to stay? He don't have anything. He going to get somebody to patch it up. But he patched it up on the first, and now the house almost caught a fire. Catch a fire. The house almost caught a fire. The water's leaking on the wall. I got to take him to court to get my money back, but that's fine. I just need safety living with my kids.
Okay. And now, are you, you head of household?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how many adults are going to be living with you?
Just myself and four kids.
Okay. You and four children? Okay.
Yes.
And those children are all under 18, right? They're children. Okay, mm-hmm. So it is just one adult and four children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and have you received a COVID vaccine?
I did.
Okay. And do you have a documented disability?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your...
But my child have autism.
Okay. What is your...
And I got one with epilepsy.
Approximate monthly income?
Well, when I was living in Georgia, it was like $2,000. But now I'm living in Alabama. I got a job offer for $12.75.
But right now, you haven't gotten it, so it's zero, right?
I got $228 a month child support.
Oh, okay. So, $228. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, ma'am, if you would get a pen and a paper, because once I finish this application here, I'm, you know, of course, going to turn it in, and anything after that, you'll have to call them if you got any questions. But I want to get you to get a pen and a paper so I can give you the number, okay?
Oh, wait.
Okay, let me get this typed in here. Okay, and now you did say you got your pen, right?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, ma'am, I have your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. But if you do have any other questions, I want you to call 334-273-0668, and then I want you to select option 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, you know, any other questions you might have, you want to, you know, direct to them, and, you know, like I say, they'll contact you in the next few days to, you know, tell you what's going on, how we're going to get you in somewhere or something like that. But okay. Okay, ma'am?